another one with another episode! Welcome back!
We saw a lot of movies this week.
We did!
It was a packed week!
I'm drinking the San Pellegrino.
Oh, yeah, the sugary stuff. The stuff that's too strong.
This is, this is no soda water, it's the reverse.
No, it's not. It's got so much
Mike's
sugar.
Mike's so used to the sparkling water.
It's beating me down. We watched...
Oh man.
Bahubali!
That you almost said it wrong.
Bahubali!
We almost messed up Bahubali. Like we did last week. Bahubali!
We're never gonna get it right.
Hey, I think we got it. Bahubali! We heard it so many times during the movie.
We should get it right. Otherwise, it's a shame.
It has been ingrained in our brains.
Yes.
But we saw both of them,
overnight. This is a two-movie special edition.
The Lord of the
episode.
Rings of Indian cinema.
There you go.
That's a good, that's
the Lord of the Rings of Indian cinema. I like that. That's a good way to say it, yes.
Yeah, and we also saw a movie called Missing, and then also the Elvis movie, which is
was
nominated for some of the Oscars.
Right, and we'll get into the Oscar conversation a bit, too, because there's some fun stuff going on there.
And we have a fun little list
of movies,
the Indian movies that you guys can vote on.
Right, yes.
Should you just get right into that?
Well,
we got to talk about Bahubali a bit.
But that's
Let's do one hint.
Bahubali 1! Bahubali!
Sponsored by San Pellegrino.
So,
no,
guys.
It's bad, guys. Don't do it.
Before we talk about our review,
Bahubali!
I saw a comment on Letterboxd. And it says, every time someone shouts Bahubali, I get so stoked. That's like literally us. During the movie, it was so amazing. When we were like, Bahubali, Bahubali. And then
Mike and I were just like saying,
we were chanting Bahubali.
Bahubali. Yes, no, that was a wild adventure of a couple days that we did. We split it up.
That's a lot of
time. That's a lot of time to watch movies. And so
We had two intermissions.
Yes. So we watched the first one in two parts and the second one we watched in two parts, but I really enjoyed doing that.
I did too. I think the little intermission we have is good because then we can like just kind of go back to it later.
Someone in the comments was saying that that's normal. That's what they do in theater. So, and that makes so much sense because it's like, okay, get up, stretch thine legs, get ready to go.
Buy some candy, buy some stuff. Yeah. So yeah, for sure. It was good to have those little intermissions in between. In between the movies and stuff too.
Right.
So,
yes.
Let's start with the first one.
Yeah. What I will say too is that I was shocked by the first one because the first dance scene was probably the sauciest scene.
Oh yeah,
there was a lot of that. I wasn't, Indian movies are very PG, and I like, or like there's not,
for,
there's no
related to sexual content.
Yeah, there's not a lot. Which
not
I love.
Violence though can be.
Oh yeah,
can be all over the place.
But that one was saucy. We were like, oh boy, do we have to check if there's anything naughty in this because it got.
Well, and they used the word naughty quite a bit.
Yeah, that's I feel like that was subtitled.
So to our fans out there, we had a bad subtitle experience. I think these were both on. Wait, what did we watch them on Netflix?
Well, the first Bahubali we watched on
Amazon Prime, or something like that.
And the translation was weird in some of the songs and some of the dialogue.
It was like, let's get naughty, naughty.
Maybe. But yeah, instead of politics, they use like statecraft. Which is a great word.
Yeah.
That is a proper word.
I like that. Yeah.
We're just used to using dumb words. And then they're like, well, this is what it means. And we're like, what is that? What does that mean?
You're right. You're right.
No,
so,
I mean
the translation.
You could understand everything.
Yeah, we still understood.
The question is it auto translated? You'd hope not. So
I think
it has
the Amazon one was auto. I felt like it was auto.
I don't.
The second one, your one was better.
Yeah.
Oh,
what? A, yeah,
I guess. Because statecraft.
Yeah, I like that transition.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The first one,
yeah, start yeah, so off, we got to just
right
yeah,
off the bat, you start yeah. off, and the homeboy lifts up an entire altar, puts it on his shoulder,
oh,
and just
gosh.
Walks like yeah. hunk.
Yo.
I missed that from our Three Idiots and Sardar.
Yeah, yeah.
I missed the hunkage. I want the
just
the
ripped dudes.
Like he just jumps and like he like flies like 25 miles to like.
Oh my gosh. Oh, and remember when he was trying to climb up the cliff to the water or like past the waterfall and
yeah.
stuff.
Oh geez,
and he was
that
like
was nuts.
He was like jumping. Well, the first time he didn't take a running start, so he just jumped and then missed. I'm like, whoa.
It was like standing in a boing.
Yeah.
That man has 30 lives plus.
Just the
spring.
Yes.
He's
yes.
dying
yeah.
constantly. Let's just say the realism was not present.
That's what I love about it, though, yeah. is that it's not meant to be. It's like, hey, he can like.
He's a yeah.
This man can lift up an entire yes. like alt, like. Like probably 1,000-pound altar and just go loink and
yeah.
then just put it
yeah.
down.
Yeah. There was a lot of that in both
right.
of these movies.
Well, what was hilarious was his grandmother, I suppose, holding him above the water, like
oh,
dying
yeah.
for like
oh.
probably underwater for how many?
Well, what
ever.
I thought
that's true.
That was a bit crazy.
What was it? The villagers or who found her, like holding the baby, holding Bahubali up.
Right.
Oh, it
they
was
were
a
like,
CGI
were...
baby for half the time. That was nuts.
Was it?
Remember?
Well,
it,
no, it was in the
first
fake baby.
One.
It was a fake
in,
baby.
A fake baby.
It
yeah,
was a fake
oh,
baby.
I was going to...
Yeah.
Before we move out of that, I was wondering why they didn't try to save the mother.
They let her
go.
Because
her hand
they
was
let
out,
her go.
And they're
yeah.
just like,
yeah.
oh, the baby.
Save the baby. Clearly, she was going to sacrifice herself. They're like...
True. They're
honey,
like,
you
okay, got to
sacrifice yourself.
No babies were harmed in the making of this film.
No. They told us at the beginning.
And, yep, animals and...
Oh, and I have a question about that, too. Because they had... In the first movie, when there was CGI animals, they had a little thing at the bottom that said CGI. So I'm wondering,
is that a normal occurrence?
I'm wondering, is that normal for movies in India in general at that time, or was it because we used like an Amazon thing or something? Because
we
watched
yeah,
the Telugu version, Telugu version, the normal version.
Or wait, you might.
Yeah.
Pronunciation.
Well,
you got
tell us
it right.
Tell us how to pronounce
Bahubali.
We know how to say Bahubali.
But yes, that was interesting that. Because
yeah.
obviously you can't harm the because they're gods.
An elephant.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but certain
animals
are gods, basically in the Indian.
Oh, maybe that was. In the second one they didn't because there were elephants in the second one that they didn't say was CGI.
Right. Right.
So
well,
you're
just...
talking about. So yeah, like in the first one, they had a little. I didn't even notice that little.
Oh, they had it for. They had it for
bottom.
A snake. They had it for like the ox. They had it for the elephant. They had
almost every animal was.
Every
CGI.
Animal that was.
That's
CGI.
Interesting. Yeah.
I know. I wondered why. Because
the second one didn't have.
So
that,
let us
so,
know in the comments
yeah.
below
yeah,
as
just
to why.
What the background.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But so the first one.
But
what
yes.
were your thoughts of the first one?
So the first. Hour and a half, which we saw in one sitting, was pretty tough to watch.
It was
I would
slow.
Say it was slow, and also the CGI was pretty glaring.
Mm-hmm.
Which in
it
that
didn't
time,
seamlessly, which understandable. Yeah.
2015,
it didn't mesh too well with the real world, like in terms of
right.
seamlessness
yeah.
and such.
You wanted
so
better
remember
VF,
that's,
right?
I don't know,
right?
How
but the big thing was, I thought was maybe a constant. Conscious choice by the director. I think they could have made some things not CGI and improve the feel
sure.
of it sometimes.
Sure.
Rather than, I mean, I know the animals that pretty much all, but there were some even objects I noticed that were CGI
yep.
and that were not
yeah,
green
I noticed
screen
that too.
Correctly.
It was kinda, yeah, it was kind of weird.
Or green screen poorly.
Do you think it was a budget issue? Do you think they needed to do CGI because budget?
Certainly the second one, and we'll talk later.
Yeah.
Incredible
oh
budget.
Oh my gosh. Yep. Amazing.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about the second one.
But
don't
that
worry.
Was kind of
we
the
buckle
later.
In,
yeah,
ladies.
Buckle
yes.
in. We got a lot to say about
I would say the
one
first
too.
One, like, also in terms of story wasn't too interesting either in terms
building
of back, like,
yeah.
it was not a complex story. It was just very basic, mm-hmm. I guess you could say. But then, and we'll talk later about the second one. The second one makes the first one better.
Yeah,
I think
because
all,
yeah. I so when I started, I didn't realize it was two movies that are, like, so connected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because like when I saw people saying that, like a lot of times we have like a if we have like Ant-Man and Ant-Man 2,
right?
You can watch Ant-Man 2, Ant-Man, they can function separately. These two are like the Lord of the Rings, where they're so meshed.
Journey.
It's continual. It's not like one movie. It's really, or it's not two movies. It's one story.
Yeah.
Right. It's like a whole like connected thing.
Exactly.
Which is crazy.
And the sum of its parts after you watch the second one, you're like, oh, this is pretty good. Like,
right. It makes a ton of sense.
But the gripping parts of the story were in the second one, which is a big, like,
well, but also the second half of the first one, too.
That's what I was going to say, too. The second half of the first one was really good, especially with that ending battle scene.
Yeah.
That was cool. The formation, the triangle formation. The crazy
unique ways of throwing bodies around.
Beautiful.
What I love so much is that the battle scenes are not just boring, like they're attacking, boom, they fight. It's like he has to come up with these unique ways to fend off the enemy. And like the way he used the cannonballs whatever that were hooked to the tents. And then it covered them and they set it on fire. Super fun.
He's
and
very
unique.
Creative.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can see that in the second movie too. They did a lot of that also.
Creativity.
So the battle scenes were just really spectacular and just epic.
Epic.
Like,
they were epic. That's like, the thing. They were
they
huge.
They were incredible, especially in the second one. Like, it felt. I mean, yeah, definitely up there with Lord of the Rings on the battle.
Oh yeah, for sure. For the first one too, that ending sequence where just they're battling and stuff like that, it really got spicy near the end, because at the beginning we were like, okay, the beginning is kind of slow, and then we stopped after that first chunk.
Yeah, because we were
second chunk, we start going, and then we're like, wow, it kind of
changed.
Turned.
And I noticed there was less CGI too.
Yeah,
remember we noticed like that? We're like, wait, there. It's like slowly, the production quality slowly is getting better in the second half. Maybe they like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I definitely was more invested. By the end of it, I was like, oh, okay, all right, I get it. We're coming
together.
Yeah,
we're like, okay, let's watch
the
second.
And we were excited. Right. We were like, okay, the second one, we're ready. I mean, I'm really glad they had that battle scene at the end of the first one. If they didn't, it would have been kind of hard to move to the second one.
Yeah,
It was like, oh, where's this
going?
And
then the second one.
Do
we go to the second
one? Well, hold on.
Ratings for the first
one. Oh, okay.
I can get our movie list.
Yeah. Get going. I wrote it. So we use Letterboxd, guys, as our rating platform that we use. They're not
our
sponsor.
Our usernames will be in the description if you didn't see
you
want to
follow us on Letterboxd?
Yep.
They should be a sponsor.
Yeah, they should. I wish.
So I gave it, and this is out of 5 stars, I gave it a 3.5, the first one.
Okay.
Yep.
Ben, what did you get?
I gave it a 3.
Okay.
So that's
fair
a
enough.
Bit low.
All right.
I gave the first one a 3.5 also.
Okay. I think that's probably indicative of where we're at.
I thought the second half really saved that first movie.
Right. 3 out of 5,
this is, this is okay. Really
because it was just, like, it wasn't as gripping or as, even, like, even the new musical numbers weren't as good, like, even in the first one, I feel like.
They were spicy.
They were.
They were spicy. That was just a little, like, it was just, we were laughing, I would say.
I was astonished.
Most of
I was
the first
like,
movie.
Whoa!
Yeah.
We really were. We were laughing a ton. But that's what I love about
to
I
that
mean,
kind of
I
different
love it.
Spice in the
not like literal spice.
We were talking about this. I don't know. I think this is appropriate to discuss.
Our
but equal opportunity camera lingering.
So the beef.
Yes, the ripped dudes and the beautiful women.
That's not something you see in Western films as much as you would think.
But boy, is it fun.
Yeah.
Someone's gonna just like
It's fun.
Take that snippet and like put it in,
so funny to see a guy pick up a thing and then
and
it
the
just zooms in on his bicep.
Oh,
and you're like, this
what
is
was that
manly.
One bicep so shot? Like someone punched his bicep.
Oh, that was in the second
we gotta
one,
get
I think.
To that. I was that was memorable.
That was
when he
crazy.
Slams the guy's bicep. I was like, and you know, bicep punches hurt.
Yeah. Oh,
and his are so beefy.
I've been a recipient of many. No,
we've been punched in the bicep quite a few times.
But guys, we love your recommendations in the comments.
Oh yeah,
that's why. So we have
a thing for you guys on
a new opportunity to
an opportunity to tell us what to do. We have a form. It'll be
full
in the
screen.
Description.
Oh, use the big boy.
Okay.
Use the big
Indian,
boy.
This is the, here we go. This is the Indian list.
There we go. There
Indian
we go.
Film list. What movie should we watch next? This is a,
So Yeah.
On Google Forms, it's in the description. Go check it out and tell us. These are the ones we've seen so far in the comments. Tell us other movies we should watch. Yeah.
So we have, so right here we've got a list going. We'll add more.
The highly rated.
Suggest, yeah, as it goes.
Please suggest more in the comments. We'll add them as we go here. Update this list.
Right.
This is a list of, I tried to look through the comments and then put these, put these here. So these are the ones we need to see.
Right.
Please, what you can do is vote on which one you want us to see next.
Yes.
And then whatever wins based on the popular
We'll watch.
Now,
I saw some
it'll be a lot of fun.
So here's our portfolio of Indian movies thus far.
Yeah.
We've seen RRR.
I'll go down.
The fantastic RRR. We've seen Sardar Udham. And we've seen Three Idiots.
And
we've seen Bahubali. One and two. So those are the movies we've seen so far. So knowing that, like, that's how many movies we've seen. What's the next one?
Yes.
I've heard Thumbbad is really good.
Yep, and we got that on the list.
Is that on here somewhere?
Is Gangs of
Where is it?
Because we should. If it's not, it will be.
No way. Where'd it go?
We'll put it on there. But I've heard that one is a good horror movie one. So we'll see. But yeah, I've heard 7-7 Charlie is interesting. So let us know.
Yep. Vote on it.
Yeah.
And we'll
this will be fun. You can flex your listener muscle.
Yeah. Exactly. Let us know what we should do based off of that. But anyways, can we go to?
Yes.
I love the
title. RRR. Oh, it's beautiful.
You're the we're the one of the dudes. You're the audience is the other. Reaching across the divide.
Reaching across.
Yes. Bigger action we need. And this is great.
Let us know.
We love all the comments and messages, guys. It's great.
Fantastic.
Got a lot of.
I'm trying. I was trying to. I can't, like, my muscles don't work to, like. I've been trying to do that.
A little bit. Yeah.
I love it. Anyways.
It's really subtle.
I'm not used to that. I'm used to going, like, nodding instead of doing it the other way. Like, it's literally, like, like, try it.
I
right, exactly.
Don't
it's
know.
Hard.
They're gonna
Bahubali.
Our audience one. is just gonna
roast.
Cringe at this.
I'm trying. Okay, so.
So do we go to Bahubali 2?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we're
ready.
Oh,
by the way,
the
I have a thing too. So let's go to Bahubali 2.
Yep.
In Bahubali 2, there's a scene where he is exiled from the kingdom. I'm skipping way ahead because I want to talk about.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah.
He's exiled from the kingdom. Okay. And. He's like this. He becomes kind of like the leader of like the outcasts in a way, where he's like out there and they love him still.
Oh, he's doing everything at
the right. But like remember when the wife is there and all that, and it's a party, and then there's the assassin sneaking up. Right, remember what he's doing? He's playing a little thing.
Yes. Oh, we need to talk about.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's called a Chennai. I think it's called.
Okay.
It's
someone educate this man.
N
we need to look.
A I S H, A. Dang it. S H E. N no S H E H N A I bang
that's
got
too
it.
Much
call
to
it.
Remember
all good
did I
no
S
H N A I N A I S H E H N A I bang Chennai and let me tell ya instrument
there we go
bang I want to get one.
Michael,
I love instruments, and
he plays instruments.
I play a lot of instruments, and that looks so fun to play. So, guys, let me know. Is it cool? Is it cool to play? Like, is it hard to learn? That's what I want to know.
It looks so fun, yeah.
And it's like low profile.
He just like grabbed it out of nowhere and just started playing. It was so fun.
Yeah, it was great.
Yep.
Let me know. Is it hard to play? Because I want to play it.
And how much was it on Amazon?
Like $80 or something. All right. Like
I mean, that's an investment, but.
But if you
I mean,
can make
it's
some
a good
killer
investment.
Tunes,
yeah,
make some killer tunes.
That's a great party trick too.
One of these days, the episode will start with Michael playing something.
Dude,
on
yes,
I was thinking that.
That would be spicy.
That's why I want to get it,
bro. We could create like an intro with it.
I want to really badly. I want to because it looks so cool to play.
Yeah,
it looks so
fun.
I
know it does.
All right, but Bahubali 2. Let's get into it.
Mm-hmm.
What did we think? First off, I will say the beginning was slow, but interesting.
Really
and beautiful. Yeah. Like, so one of the biggest differences, I think it was because it was in 4K and HDR.
Yeah,
he got a really good
the
version.
The quality was amazing, and, like, the surroundings were vibrant. Like,
totally.
The cinematography was,
yeah.
It was just so...
Everything was...
Oh, and the coloring
and
was
that,
great.
That fortress that he goes and eventually meets his wife, that fortress town or
was beautiful.
Oh, it was pretty awesome.
Very so Lord of the Rings-esque.
Yeah, and flowers and mountains surrounded by mountains and like fields, like when they were killing the pigs and such.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so crazy.
So it was a very, we were like, whoa, what is this? Because it's starting out very low key. In terms of,
But here's the thing. A lot happened. I thought it was really interesting because I really like political drama.
Oh, yeah.
And they had so much political drama where it was so many, like, diverging beliefs and, like, promises and, like, oaths and allegiances. And he's like, and I'm allegiant to my wife. And then Mama ain't happy. But then that little serpent dude with the weird arm is like, you should hate him,
the
you know?
Dad or
and then it's like all these different, like, I like that. That was really cool.
Yeah, I thought so too.
And that's really a great improvement over the first in terms of
the first
the
part
drama.
Was,
the statecraft was there in the second
one. I really like the second one I thought was amazing. I really liked the way it
was. Well, and then
the story was
great.
Intriguing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it started out with the politics and like the intrigue and then you move on to like the battle at the end.
Right.
And so it was great like throughout the whole movie. It kept like my attention the whole time because there were so many things going on. And then also and at the beginning it was kind of it was fun still like it was
it's super
it was weird
fun.
How,
they
like,
they had like
they were trying to like act dumb and stuff.
So Devastine. Okay, I'm gonna try to pronounce names because we need to actually do a better job of highlighting
the lady.
People. So Pravas, I believe.
Okay,
who is Shiva?
You take this.
I don't know.
Ben's
take it away, brother.
And Anushka, I believe, the lady who plays Devastina.
That sounds right.
So they're
I don't know.
Forgive us. We're trying.
Anyway,
we're trying.
Their relationship was awesome because it was like the classic like romance, but like she's super like spicy and he's like kind of chilling and they went going back and forth
well, and
like
how
not
he played
showing
dumb.
Interest.
Remember how he played dumb?
He's
like
what?
The first half,
and then he like chops it in half and he's like, "Good job!" And
the guy's like, it was
so silly, but it was fun.
And I loved that friendship he formed with the other guy who
the prince fella.
He was gonna marry.
He enabled that dude to act on his own, like actually.
Yes,
be a
he
man.
Gave him like
the courage to become a man.
Yep.
Yep.
And I thought that was really unique and that was a good
You know, I really did too because they don't do that enough in Western movies where they have a character that is like
encouraging and enabling.
But like he is kind of like the kind of fake bad guy where it's like, oh, he's just kind of like in the way. And usually in our movies, like that guy just like falls over. He
dies.
Yeah. But in this movie, he didn't die. He became really important to the plot, the whole plot.
Yeah.
And like he really like changed in character. I thought that was so cool how they did that with him.
Yeah. I mean, like,
if you guys haven't watched this movie, you gotta watch this movie.
It's a great So like I feel like if you're looking for some incredible like Oscar winning like storyline and performances, you're not gonna find it. But this is incredible overall. Like everything that an adventure movie should be or an action movie should be.
Mm-hmm. I think an epic.
Right, an epic should
that's a good
So, you're not necessarily looking at those individual drama performances, but it's really good on its own.
Oh, like, the whole thing, too. And I love, too, the fact in the second one where we know he's going to die, but we just don't know how it's going to unfold.
Yeah,
that's
a cool
like,
element
we
as well.
Thought, you know what? Maybe they tricked us at the end of the first one. Maybe that
maybe
there's
that's
more to that scene because the what was it the bandits came in and attacked them both
and then
guy
got like, arrowed to death
but then he got like split by 20 arrows and we're like and he just breaks them off like,
like a man would
he just like tenses up his back
and they just go
it's so that was pretty awesome
but it was really cool how they still played out that scene even though we were like ooh is there gonna be something different were they pulling our leg on that in the end of the first one when they showed that scene where he stabs them.
No,
they
dude, I
they
totally
went through
agree.
It and it was really interesting. Yeah, how that all played out. It was so good.
Well, and I just thought, like, it was so intriguing to me. Like, I'm like, how are they going to kill this guy and wrap this movie up? And they did it. And I
was
like,
pretty well
wow.
Because
it, like, it really, what I think is so cool, if you think from a general overarching plot, like, it starts off in present day, right? And then we get to backstory. So, like, the second half of the first movie is backstory.
Yep.
Right.
Followed up by the first half of the second movie.
Right. So, it's like backstory.
Think about that, though. That
never. It's a kind of a non-linear.
That really doesn't happen in our movies.
I know.
Where it's like backstory is the beginning of the second
and
the last part.
Normally with the backstory. Yeah. Normally with the backstory in Western movies, you're like, oh, this is like, this is just to lead up to present, and it doesn't really matter. It's just backstory. Right. We don't really care too much about it. But they focus. They like devoted what at least like an hour and a half more, maybe more. To the backstory. Sure. Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. Wait, wait. They had
2 hours because the last half hour.
I would argue the movie is not honestly like based. It's based off of his Bahubali, the father. And it's the son that's really
which
trying
is
to
an
take
interesting
it back.
Choice because they made Prabhas the dude. Yeah, they made him be both his its father and
because
the president.
He's a hunk.
Yes. Yeah, that dude is actually pretty
he
cool.
He is yoked. Dude, like the amount
and he
of muscles
has like
that
a,
man
he has.
Like,
he's like a super, like you can tell he's a superstar. Like the equivalent of like Chris Evans or something like in Marvel movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my
like
word.
The smile, the like,
the charm.
The dude.
He made a girl fall in love with him just by like dancing around her while she's trying to kill him.
And then after that,
she was in love with him. Yeah. And then they were they're like, all right, we're good.
Yep. Oh, and then remember that crazy battle scene sequence where they shot six arrows.
Oh my word! Yeah, amazing. Amazing.
I love that.
When he's like, use four hands. He goes like, and then.
Yep.
That
was awesome.
These films, like,
fantastic.
The action sequences are so much better than
they're so creative.
Than a lot of the American movies we've seen.
Yeah,
like, they're so different and creative. Yeah, it's like with like American movies, with most of them, each action scene in those movies will be the same like style. It'd be like, oh yeah, just punching and kicking, that's it, like whatever. And then like, but with this,
I mean, there's it's
oh yeah, well,
cheesy, but like it's well choreographed, I think.
Realistic,
like,
in
I'm
all
pretty sure
senses,
like
but,
oh
I mean,
yeah,
there's some CGI where they like you can see the green screen in the first one,
right,
especially when these bodies just fly off.
Yeah, and that's the right. That was yeah,
but let me tell you, the second one, like, let's just get
they
to that final battle when they're like yeeting across and like, they're
really
cool. They're becoming cannonballs.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
They're like using their shields as like a giant like defense.
Yes,
and they fly into the thing and then they land and they're like, let's go.
Yeah,
like
and some
amazing.
Of them like would land on their feet and jump up as they land. It was so
hilarious. We were laughing
so
hard,
funny.
But it was
fun like,
to watch.
This
yeah,
is amazing.
So
yeah,
I mean,
oh,
of course, entirely impractical, but it was just hilarious. Like,
but yeah,
it was
but
awesome.
Sometimes you just gotta let it go. It does say this is a where did it say
it's
on
a fantasy.
IMDb, it says fantasy.
Yeah,
I mean,
so you can't.
Oh yeah,
you don't.
They,
don't be
there
like,
was a weird scene in the second one where it was like they were flying. You remember that?
Well, also
oh,
the
yeah,
one
the,
where
the
horns of the
flying.
Like that was weird. That was clearly
oh, yeah.
CGI.
That
was a bit
wild.
Nutty.
Well, no, but remember that one scene where they were flying, where they were where the boat
in the boat.
Yeah.
I love that. That was hilarious.
Yes. It was like they're not like
we're
flying.
Like, oh
what? Yeah,
are we in a Disney movie. I was like, yeah, it was like
I was like, wow, we've
movie.
Gone there. We're flying now. This boat is flying.
Yeah,
the train has left
that.
The station.
Yeah, they're like, whoa, what's going on?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, we're and so the good. Ending scene, like when they're literally just punching each other, but like with such force, a giant like 60-foot tall statue falls over.
Oh yeah,
like they were punching each other so hard at the base of that
so
statue.
So the physicality, like, or the perceived physicality,
the
at least.
Oh, they were.
Like, oh my goodness,
they were like
the
when
dude,
he shirked. What's his name? What's that bad guy's name?
Okay, so Rana Dagubati.
When Dagubati,
I mean,
takes
that.
Off the shirt and goes like,
yeah,
like, and you're like,
and
you're
he,
like,
yeah, you hear the just bones cracking, yeah.
When
yeah,
they,
that was impressive.
It's when they're punching each other, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, just like props to them for like getting that body. I mean, that must have been so hard. So like, I mean, like that wasn't CGI though. Because
not
like
the, hopefully not their body.
But like
no,
in
yeah.
our movies, like you can wear like in like if you're Captain America, you can just wear a vest
yeah.
that covers because you're wearing a vest, so you
yeah.
can cover up the.
Yeah.
But this one, it's like you're like shirtless, bro. You
yeah.
got to figure it out.
Yeah.
There's fewer. Yeah. I mean, you'd say like The Rock is the biggest example of an action
yeah.
movie
yeah, yeah,
star
that's true.
In our in the U.S.
That's
like
true.
Western.
We have him
movies.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, these dudes are pretty cool.
They're
I mean
like jacked.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But can I, like, one topic I'd like to say
yeah,
is,
oh
like,
yeah,
so the women in this story were insane in terms of, like, so the grandma was just a conniver.
Oh, yeah, the,
like,
what's her name? Great mother or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, the great mother, yep. So Ramya Krishan, so Shivagami.
Okay.
So she Shiva, was, yeah, like, right. I was just impressed because, like, the women had their time to shine and be, like, very essential parts of the story.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then even, like, I think... Tamana, who kind of was pushed aside in the second one. So the new...
The young girl.
She was like a warrior, and she came on into the scene and did some pretty cool
stuff. The first one, she had a lot of
screen
time.
She did just
kind of
get shoved aside in the second one.
Yeah, I think it's because they developed the mom's story much that they needed to focus
and
on
then
her.
And then Devasina's story was so more, like, probably more interesting, and she's probably a better actress, I'm guessing, too, because she had to do more.
Who's Devasina?
Devasina
is the mom?
Yeah, so the one that was in captivity.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, that was cool. Like, I was like, wow, that's pretty cool, because they cared about their stories, and the queen mother was constantly going back and forth, like, trying to outwit, basically, her son. Her other son, the conniving son, and then his father.
Yeah.
And like just.
But it was so interesting.
And her facial expressions, we were like, her eyes were so expressive every time.
Yeah.
It would just be like,
yep. And the music would change.
And they're like, oh, what's your reaction? And boom, there it is. Like anything strange that would happen, sure, her eyes would just adjust. I don't think that's the right.
Well,
Michael's trying it. Michael's trying it. I think we're close. Yeah. But regardless, I don't think you're going to.
What? It was like that. It was
okay,
like...
fair enough. Glares
on my glasses.
Yeah. But yeah, that stood out to me. I was like,
cool. That was great.
Very
it was
cool.
fun. I just love the overall story arc and how like there was sadness in it, and it was like it was a deeply drama, like there was a lot going on, and I thought it was very poetic and like just overall like an epic movie, legitimately epic,
and
because it's epic
definition. It's a long movie. But yeah, I mean, the second movie just
made like
incredible.
The whole series better.
It made the first one better. And it just all around great.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of interesting to I don't know if it's nostalgia, but it seems like the first one is almost up to the in terms of ratings. It's
8.0
close
compared
to the second
to
one.
Oh yeah,
but I feel like there's a huge gap, like at least for us seeing it right after
I
each other.
I think probably because they probably are.
It's like Star Wars,
them.
Like the initial Star. Like I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like they're probably combining the two in a way, because it's like they are kind of
like one.
You
story,
need
yeah.
you can't have one by itself. You need both, so they're probably combining the two. Also, guys, subscribe. By the way, subscribe.
Yes.
Anyways, please subscribe. It's totally free. Just try it. Hit the button. Anyway, I think that's probably why, though.
Yeah.
I think,
fair enough.
But I would agree, though. I think the second one just was. Oh, so what do we rate for the second one?
Oh yeah.
So that's an interesting guess. That, We've been super, super positive.
What did we rate it? Where's our money? Where our mouth is?
Yeah. So
can I go first?
Yeah.
I gave mine a 4.
Okay.
Oh,
4 stars.
We're same on the same page.
Whoa,
I gave it
we
four.
All did.
Yes.
Oh,
4 out of 5.
4
yes.
stars.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So, which is like, in our rating which system, is, I'd say that's pretty good.
That's pretty good, for us.
Yeah,
because
at least for me in terms of context, I've rated out of 980 movies or so, I've rated like 25 stars. So like 5 star has to be like on my system. We
rated
should explain
16.
Our systems, but Isaac's been even. Yeah, so
I've
4,
only rated
4.5 is like.
Movies
and I've
star.
Only rated 37. 5 stars. So
yeah,
mine's
okay.
a little more generous. Michael's I gotta get in there and see what's going on.
Yeah, you might
need
okay.
to revise
you're
your
just,
5 stars.
Not as critical
Wait,
as,
I may have to adjust my list. There's some movies on here that are suspicious.
Oh, I still need to get
I have a
some.
Black Mirror episode that's 5 stars. Why
don't
I have that?
I mean, TV episodes.
Well, then,
I don't know.
Black Mirror.
But regardless, we don't give our high ratings out. Like
no, and I've seen
Oprah does. like you get a 5, you get a 5. You know the iconic.
Oh yeah. Oh, 4 is great.
To be a 5, it has to be a perfect.
I think the way it goes is like 3 is like so 2.5 is bad. 3 for mine at least. 2.5 is like no. 3 is like 3.5 is like okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah. 4 or.
Middle of
4
the road,
is like good. 4.5 is like really good. Yeah.
And then
5
like,
is like
excellent, like all
perfect.
The time.
Nothing wrong.
And so 3 Idiots for me was a 4.5.
Yeah, same for me.
As well as RRR.
Okay.
So.
And we're gonna plan to look at our ratings collectively after we.
Yeah, we
want to
do like
also,
a year-end review.
Yes, for the audience, yeah, we want to do a review. We'll make lists of our top Indian films.
Top 10, maybe? Top list or something?
It'd probably be top 5 or top 10, I'm guessing.
Something like that.
Got to see more, though, so that's not happening
anytime soon. We just did our top 10 of 2022, so when we do top 10 of 2023, maybe we'll add a top 10 Indian movies as well.
Maybe halfway through the year. We'll see. It depends. We are seeing like one or two a week. So, hey.
We are. What other movies did we see this week, though?
Let's go to those. So, we did see a few movies.
Can I talk about one that I saw that you guys already saw?
Oh, sure.
I saw Pale Blue Eye.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if we talked about this in the podcast.
I don't think we did.
Pale Blue Eye. Okay. I liked it, but it was slower. So I rated it a 3.
I think that's what I did.
Let me see. I thought it was, you rated
two.
Yeah,
and
you
half
rated
three?
It a 3. Isaac did 3.5. But okay. I thought it was good. I just thought it was pretty slow.
Yeah,
but cool. it was a good murder. Yeah, atmosphere is great.
Yeah,
murder
mystery. And I give him a lot of props for the dialogue. Like people are saying, oh, it's really slow, boring. But like the dialogue was fairly good for like it was
not
interesting. Too bad, yeah, and like I mean, was, and like yeah. yeah. So anyway, I think it.
It's all right.
It was a middle of the road movie. So that's perfect. Yeah.
Right. And then we saw Missing.
Yes. So here, I'll pull it up here. So yeah, we saw Missing.
This one's getting some buzz.
A new movie that came out recently.
It's getting some buzz.
7.4 out of 10. Not a lot of ratings. So, I mean, not a lot of people have seen it. But it's by the same director and I think writers who did Searching.
Right, right.
Oh, really?
And that was a great.
Yeah. Well, it's the same.
Or it's the same
mind.
It's the same mind. I think it's different. Well, okay.
It's the same type of movie in a way, though.
Same type of movie.
It's all from like a computer screen type.
I definitely know that somebody from the Searching was involved in this.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's from the minds behind Searching.
From the minds. Okay.
So whoever's mind was. Someone's mind. Someone's brain was back there.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought this was really unique because, I mean, it's
the mechanism of delivering the scares.
Yeah, so it's all from like a computer screen or a camera, some electronic device. The whole movie is filmed from
like a modern day found footage.
Yes. And it was interesting how they use that. So like the one thing I didn't really like though is that they would some of the movie would be very realistic and it'd be like, oh yeah, that would work. Like okay, they're getting a shot from like a car backing up from like the back cam or whatever.
Super cool
how they did that. Super creative. Right. But then other scenes you'd be like, oh, like okay, would the girl really have her camera on like 24/7 on her computer? Like I understand maybe the phone like for FaceTiming, but she had her computer open and it was like pretty much always on in the camera on, even when she wasn't in FaceTime calls and all that. And it was like, okay, I mean, they have to kind of do that to make it a movie, but
now
let's preface
this too for those watching. These two do not have Apple computers. So
no, that's another
that is something. No, no, no. Because
I have a phone, Apple.
This
phone,
whole
not...
movie is all Apple. So if you're an Apple person, you'll relate to a lot of
somehow
it.
Somehow I know enough about. Like I was like, oh, I
will say it's
that.
Really easy to leave FaceTime on. And forget that you have it on because you don't notice it.
Okay. See, that's where I didn't.
You can
know that.
Do that.
Okay.
Fair enough. Think the prop, but I do agree though in general with the movie where it's like it. This whole movie is trying to be as realistic as possible.
Yep.
So when you see things that maybe aren't as realistic, a lot of it kind of crumbles because you're like,
yeah. That's what I was saying.
Because they're basically trying to prove. There was I can't remember what did I say right when we came out of this
man,
movie.
You had a really good point.
There was something that I was like that. Isn't that accurate or that wouldn't make sense to do.
Javi or whatever that dude's
name. No. This is the thing. She had a death threat halfway through the movie.
Oh.
Remember? Because lawyer friend died in this movie.
Yep. Yeah.
And there's this picture where it's like, if you don't do this, this girl will die, right? Mm-hmm. And then someone even says, like, we're gonna have a security team by you, right?
Yeah.
And then the rest of the movie, there's no security team.
Yeah. Oh, and then, and then later on, spoilers, like the villain or the bad guy just like basically walks into
So to me, I was like, oh, that's super unrealistic because if there's a death threat, their police are on you until the case is like closed.
Yeah.
Especially with this because it's a huge publicized manhunt of her mom.
Yeah.
Kind of like leading into different things. So obviously they'd have a bunch of security and they just didn't have that.
Yeah.
I really did like the twists though that it did take.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and one other thing I liked about it was they had some like bait and switch moments where it's like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
The, like when she was trying to find her mom's password, I really liked how they did this. Like she was like, okay, could be this. And she like looked in her notes or whatever and she found a password that she was like, oh, this is it. And she entered it.
Right.
It didn't work. And then you literally, she doesn't go back to that until like at the very end of the movie. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's super, that could happen. Like that's super realistic.
Oh, yeah.
Because later on in the movie, you realize, she realized she's like, oh, her, I think her mom like called her like, I don't know. I can't remember a nickname or something. And it was like, she added that part of the nickname into the password. And like, that's what, how she figured out her mom's password and stuff.
Yeah.
So it was, I really, really liked that. I'm like, okay, most movies, you know, you try a few times. Oh, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. And then you get it. But they like, just, they're like, oh, nope, she didn't get it until the end of the movie.
And it's wow. funny, too, what you're saying, because it's like, the way she figured it out is using the fact that she knows the previous passwords, and she pattern recognition.
Yes, and that's super realistic.
Like,
that's
if
why
I were trying to figure out your password,
yeah, you
I'm
would
like,
totally
okay,
do that.
I know some things you put in there.
Don't be saying anything!
I know you put...
No, this word and this word.
And then like there's like I feel like every family has a combination of numbers that we all have that like are there.
Yeah. Yes.
And like just and she knew that and so then she did it and I thought that was that was realistic.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's why some parts were really realistic
right.
and then other parts were like, wait, okay.
Sometimes
this
it's like,
really
oh, how
sense.
Would that ever
So then
happen?
What did you rate it on Letterboxd?
A 3 for me.
Okay.
I did 3.5.
I did 3.5 also.
Wow, okay.
Yo, I so did like good. The twist. It had a lot of good twists. I enjoyed
Yeah, that's landed. What bumped it up for a 3.5 for me, because it wasn't, it really
it
did
wasn't
twist
linear.
It up.
Yeah, it was just like they kept having some good twists. It was kind of cheesy at the very end when she was like, hey, Siri, call 911.
Yeah,
acting
and I'm
was,
like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah, another thing
not
was her
acting.
Some scenes she would act, her acting was really good, but then others it seemed a little stale. So I was kidding. I know it's. I think she's kind of just.
Oh, Siri's waiting
the,
for you to say
oh,
something.
Crap.
Oh, Isaac, Jonathan,
oh, no,
James.
Oh no! I can't end. But yeah, anyway, she. I think.
we need to get to
I think
something
she's
else
good.
Too.
Yeah,
just,
let's. So a pretty decent movie.
Yep.
Not bad for January.
Right.
Or
yeah,
February.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. We also saw one other movie, but how much time do we have?
Oh, really?
Why is
okay,
my Siri
I wanted
still
to,
on?
I wanted to bring something up, though, about...
I can't end it.
Isaac's having tech problems.
It's just forever on. My...
I wanted to talk to you guys, and I don't know if this is accurate or not, but I heard something pretty shocking. That the Oscars... Let me see if I can find it.
Is a sham?
The Oscars, well, are for sure a sham, but also, Isaac James.
Siri's going
whoa,
crazy.
Whoa, it says...
oh, no, Isaac, what are you doing? So, okay,
on,
here's
live
the thing.
On the podcast.
Here's the thing. No. I have... So, the order of the Oscars this year is fascinating.
Ooh, I did not hear
they
about
don't,
this.
Don't tell me they put Best Picture earlier than
that.
No way.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. So, because on the Oscars official platform and on their official, like, ballot, it has...
Yeah, ballot order is weird, yeah.
Yeah, but no, but it has Best Picture almost near the end. Not the end, though.
Oh. What's the...
last starts off,
order of
it
events,
starts
though.
Off... Yeah, but it was last year, though. Mm. I don't know, dude, because that's what I was wondering. Because, like, because here's the thing. It starts off with actor, and then it goes, like, supporting and stuff like that. And then it switches, and then, like, so it does, like,
you
actor.
Have to wrap up with Best Picture.
I don't know, dude. Yeah. They end it with original screenplay.
Boy, that would
be actor supporting, actress supporting, animated feature, cinematography, costume design, directing, documentary, film editing, international, makeup, score, song, Best Picture. And then after Best Picture,
I think
it goes production design, short film, sound, VFX,
yeah, and
adapted.
Going, I think they messed up. I think that ballot is.
I don't know. If
really?
You can see
no,
that.
But this is on the official.
Also on their website, they have everything out of order. Like, because remember, Best Picture wasn't last on the website too. And
I know.
I think last year they had that though too, and it
did
was
they?
Different. Yeah.
Did they?
We'll see. I mean,
if you actually, if weird. This actually turns out to be a good indicator, I would be shocked. But
that would be interesting, though, to see it.
I don't know. I don't, honestly, I don't think it would, but.
Because this would be shocking if they changed up the order of that, like that much.
Yeah, sure. I know.
Because,
yeah. I know.
Because I know they've been worried about the ratings for a while because no one watches it. I mean, we do for some reason, but like no one else does.
We do other stuff. We make an event. We play games. We put in bets on how to win.
We do.
Very small bets.
Small, yeah. And we'll have a contest this year.
We will have an Oscar contest, yeah. So check it out.
Get that link out pretty soon.
What other movie did you do?
Oh yeah, let's get to the other movie.
So the last movie we saw, which is also has been nominated in a few of the categories here.
Oh yeah,
Elvis. So we saw Elvis. Oh yeah.
What did you think of it?
So I mean, it was really, I don't know. It was emotional. It was pretty good and. As like a documentary style
docudrama,
it was a juiced up documentary, so it's better than the boring. Some of the
Boz, oh my gosh, his editing style, like the style of editing, and just the like, it felt like The Great Gatsby in some sense.
I know,
sense.
Yeah, it and definitely
I
does.
Love that. It was really well.
It's
done
pretty
that,
extravagant
right?
at times.
And I thought. It was
2 hours and 40
minutes.
It's way too long.
So it was way too long, and there's something I didn't like about it that also my mom mentioned too. Tom Hanks should not have been like the bad guy. Like, because
everybody loves Tom Hanks.
I know. And he was just it was a weird role for him to be in. Because he was trying to be this kind of like controlling guy, and it was just every time when you see Tom Hanks, you're like, oh, he's this lovable dude.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Couldn't get that out of my head. I'm like, okay.
And his mate, like, it was so weird. Like, he had to be
he was
made
really
up
like
a
that's
fat.
Why
like,
we stopped watching it. Because
really?
Of, I didn't want to tell you because I wanted you to watch it.
It's super weird.
I knew that the manager in Elvis was
Tom
the bad
Parker
guy.
Because,
like, that's history. Like, he was really, but, like, seeing Tom Hanks as it and like seeing Tom Hanks like in this
so
weird like thing, I was like, oh.
It was weird.
And then we were like, this is a long movie.
So the good thing is it gets better after the first.
Yeah, it does get better. The dude who plays Elvis,
he's
Austin Butler, holy crap. Like, at the end of the movie, they show a clip of the real Elvis, and we literally, for a few minutes,
we were trying to like figure out
is that this. We thought it was, we thought. Like, we couldn't tell the difference. We thought it was Austin Butler at first. And it's like, man, he transformed into the role. And, like, every time he was on screen, it was
he was
amazing.
Pretty good,
Nice.
But, with the Colonel Tom Parker, so it was weird. I don't know, at the beginning he narrated too. But I didn't like how he was kind of telling the story. It was really weird. And at the end, he's like, he says, like, some people think Elvis died because of the pills and it was my fault. And he's like, but I think he died because of the love of it. He loved his fans so much or something weird. Some weird, like, thing like that. And I didn't like that because I'm like, why?
What's going on?
Why is he narrating this whole film?
He's the bad guy.
Yeah.
It's a different point of view, like, they thought that would be more
interesting.
Yeah, I know.
They want to go with, like, a unique
movie. We want to be unique.
But, like, come on. Like, it was he was such a terrible, like, how he controlled Elvis and stuff.
One's hard to rate because it's, it's better than, like, a lot of the documentaries out there. I gave it a 3.5.
Okay.
That's pushing it, though, on
too.
The high side.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I would never really watch it again. Like, it's one of those movies where it's, like, fine or good. Like,
it's
good.
It's way too long to watch
it's
again.
Good.
Okay.
But, all right. And it doesn't have a ton of intersection of old music and new music like Great Gatsby does.
Yeah.
That would be super off-putting. I'm glad that Baz didn't
they
go
kept
crazy.
It G. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. Cool.
But yeah, that's one best picture
middle of the
knocked
road
out.
Okay, yeah.
We're gonna have to rank our best pictures.
I thought his performance was so good, but I don't think it'll win just because Brandon Fraser is out there too, right? Isn't that
Brandon?
I don't know who the front runner
is. Oh, the whale. We need to see the whale.
He's everyone's like
everyone says Brendan Fraser.
Well, we need to see like at least 4 or 5 Oscars.
Oh yeah. Oh, we got to see the Fablemans. That's the thing. Yeah, too. I don't really want to watch the Fablemans though.
Not super.
Yeah, it's way too long. It's just about Steven Spielberg. I mean, like I'm kind of like
it's like a yeah.
That's why it got nominated, right?
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
Somebody's pulling the strings.
Steven Spielberg.
I think that I think Sadie and I were both saying though that I think Everything Everywhere is gonna clean on a lot of categories.
I think so.
I mean, we hope that's the case.
Well, film editing, like,
it has
for
to.
Sure.
It has.
If it doesn't, right. I mean, I will be so. Yeah.
What if Top Gun wins everything?
No. How could it win? Yeah, how could it win?
But I mean, Avatar will probably clean up in visuals for sure.
Visuals, yeah, but not
but
editing.
I know.
Not editing.
Yeah, it better not better win not. Editing.
Because visuals, they got it. Yeah. They
I'm going with my heart on editing. I don't care. Definitely Everything Ever.
Oh, yeah. I think that's not even heart. I think that's brains, too.
Well,
I think that
should be.
Right. There is always the weirdness
I
of
mean,
what's going on.
Yeah. We don't. People are going to say, you don't appreciate the editing in Top Gun. I mean, the editing was great, but I mean, it just stood out.
But everything. Have you seen Everything Everywhere? Because the editing is literally what you...
What
you,
makes
When
the
you
movie.
Get out, you're like,
yeah.
that editing.
Yeah.
You're like, wow.
You don't normally say that about a movie.
It was
where you,
as much
noticed.
Of a character in the show in the movie
right,
as the characters
right.
themselves, and you can't say that.
You know what's going to be the real it. Battleground of this of
Ooh,
all the Oscars,
what
right?
What is it going to be?
It's going to be... Hear me out, because
okay,
this category gets underrated. It's going to be animated feature film.
Oh, you're right.
That is what's going to be.
Pinocchio
Pinocchio,
Turning Red.
Puss in Boots.
Yeah, Puss in Boots, too.
Marcel the Shell.
Oh, yeah.
Also super highly rated.
I heard A24's animated film is...
And Turning Red. Like, 4 out of 5 people are saying. Now, Turning Red only because it's Disney.
Yeah.
It was... Sadie watched it, and it's a horribly... done movie.
Really?
In her
okay.
opinion. In her
oh,
opinion.
Yeah. Sadie, you gotta come on.
I actually don't know if that's her opinion. I'm just gonna say it was a horror because it's Disney. And I don't, I want...
Well,
a,
Disney doesn't deserve
I don't
it.
Want Disney
Especially
to win. I want
year.
Something
yeah.
unique. You
Pinocchio,
know?
Pinocchio, I still
They're
need
all
to
different.
See that, but I've heard so many good things about that. Yeah. The A24 one?
Right.
Like,
we got a lot, let's suffice it to say, we got a lot of movies to watch before March 21st.
We do.
12.
Oh, 12? What do we got yeah. for Song of the Week, though? We
got
to wrap this sucker
we
gotta up. We got to land this
though.
Plane.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
I don't know if I did this one last week already.
What's
so,
it called? Wait,
it's wait. Called It's All Right. All Is Well. Did I
oh,
do that?
I did that.
Yeah.
I did it, and you did the
Not to. Dang it.
Yeah,
I was
yeah,
afraid about
can,
that.
Yeah,
I got
to
find another
you
one.
Well.
I
got to
find
know,
my other one. Hang on 1 second.
Guys, you're going to lose visual of the boys for a second because I got to switch to my...
Might freeze for a second.
Yeah, you're going to be frozen for a
so,
bit.
So, I have one that isn't really related to the movies we saw, but...
Oh, Siri, would you shut up?
Siri's going crazy in this episode. Almost
okay.
Almost called 911.
I'm going to find this song.
Oh, yeah, we're still... Oh, we're frozen.
We're almost good.
I,
yeah, you're
ben
frozen, but
frozen.
You're there. What song do you have,
okay.
Right, James?
I am going with Heroes by Peter Gabriel.
Peter
so
Gabriel?
This one I may have played a long time ago, but Ben,
oh,
when you
no
showed
way.
Me... When you showed me My Body is a Cage, which is another...
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, see if you have
which
vision.
I was,
see,
that was
going
to be
again?
Mine, but now
well,
I have to switch
can,
up.
No, you can do... Another
to be
Peter
Gabriel's
that
in
was
one?
Gonna be yours. You had a
it
lot
was.
Of other good ones.
I had a lot of good ones.
Okay, we're back. We're live.
Are we back? We're good
yeah.
to go.
So I'll play this one quick. It's just
not
a really,
live yet. They're...
really emotional song.
Mm.
Is there a,
just go
yeah,
to the
I don't
top
want the
one.
Live. Oh, here we go.
The
oh,
top
whatever.
One.
Okay. I'll skip in a little bit. It takes a little bit to build up. Oh, where is the sound on
Peter
this?
Gabriel Heroes?
Whoa. It's so yeah. It's a cover of David Bowie's song "Heroes." Here I'll skip a little bit. But the violins. Here I'll,
just
for one day. Wait for it. We can be heroes. Here I'll skip a little bit. Wait for it. The builder.
Drive us away. How we can be heroes.
Wait for it, there's one,
just
I guess.
For one day. How we can be us. Just for one day.
was it? Oh yeah. It's so emotional.
That's
this
good,
guy
good.
Is.
Good.
Is
well, it reminds me of Jojo Rabbit's German version. Yep. That was amazing. There's a lock cell.
There's a bug.
But yeah, oh,
that's beautiful.
The rising violins
oh,
with
so,
his
dude,
voice,
oh,
like
yeah.
it's just
the emotion,
crazy,
the emotion.
There.
All right, Benny boy, what do you got?
All right, so I was gonna do "My Body Is a Cage" by Peter Gabriel, but I'm gonna switch it up and do
two Peter Gabriels.
yeah, that's too many. But I will do. Now I can't even find it. Now hold on.
You showed us a few good ones.
Yeah, no,
the other day,
there's a couple that I have to choose.
Show
from.
Us some.
What in the world? It actually disappeared.
Uh-oh.
Okay,
well,
all right, I get you do yours, Michael, if you're
all right. All right. So, mine is HAMSA space N that one. First one. Hamsa Nava.
Oh, yes. 24 hour. Oh,
look at that. 24 million views.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
beautiful.
Dude, the wait, view wait. Counts on these.
Oh, this is the one
yeah.
that is the
yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I
oh,
like
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah.
This is the one where they're flying.
This is Disney. This is Disney
yeah,
right here.
Right.
Straight Disney.
Okay, fast forward, though. Yeah, we got to get in there. Yep.
Oh,
oh, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at this visuals.
Wow.
Did they touch this up?
That was just as visual, I think, though.
Wow.
Look at that. Wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yep.
That's what she did in that one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Brief
view.
It was crazy.
I don't remember that.
And then it starts flying, I think. Oh, the violin.
Oh,
also, we forgot to mention
the
soundtrack.
The music was really good.
Yeah. Oh, the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Look, that's like straight Disney. That's straight Disney. Yeah,
like,
Ben,
so
don't
right.
compare this to Disney.
Yeah! That trash.
Yeah.
This is its own beautiful glory!
Yes.
Yeah.
We actually
so
skipped
good.
To a part that there wasn't a ton of singing,
oh, yeah,
but it was
true,
just beautiful.
Was
anyways.
Beautiful.
All right, Ben, what do you all got?
Right, so mine's The Fold by Wickerbird.
Ooh, okay.
Oh.
The Fold.
I forget what, like, this one I think might be slow. I can't remember
Wicker?
Even, like, how slow. So you
Wickerbird,
might
second one down.
There
they are.
Yeah.
Let's slap that. Send her off.
Oh, it's got 34,000.
Okay,
wow.
We'll skip in.
Yeah.
Right. Whoops.
What was our lowest that we've ever had so far? I think we've had, I think one of them was
yeah,
like
oh
yeah,
years.
This one's soft, like very soft,
hold
but
on,
it's really
how,
good.
Here, I can skip it a little bit.
Oh, this
how
one's amazing. Let's wait for it.
Right here.
Where's the, it's the.
Okay.
Oh, is this where you want us
to? Just go high, a little
keep
farther.
Going. Yeah, yeah, let's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like a choir.
Doing the chillest songs.
Oh, it's so good. It's like just
Wickerbird
very quiet.
The Fold.
Yep. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, yeah.
It's like guitar, like just soft,
just a
classical
chill,
guitar.
Chill song.
Oh.
And
it's
like,
it.
I love
it's
it.
Amazing. Like,
but
right.
Oh, before we end it, remember.
Oh, yeah.
Guys,
do the thing.
Our fans, yes.
The Indian film list.
Vote on which Indian movie we
and
should watch
and subscribe.
Check out the comments. We'll
subscribe.
Have a link in the comments. Yes, subscribe. Also, yeah, check out our merch. We have a
yes,
merch store.
We have a store.
Everything's on our channel. The links
subscribe.
Are on
get those
so.
Emails to your inboxes. They're pretty
yeah.
sp-
we send out a weekly email. So
oh, yes.
Check
yes.
that out.
Become involved.
Yes.
Love you. Bye.
See you later.